Your Bibles and turn to Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. As we started with this, going through the actual spiritual gifts, individually and all, we're kind of laying the groundwork here. So Romans 12:3 says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for your love and mercy and grace towards us. We want to thank you for each and every opportunity we have to come together. Father, we want to thank you for your word, that we can have it, that we can come and share it and learn from your word and apply it to our lives and take it out and share it with others. And Father, we're most importantly thankful for salvation in Jesus Christ. And so we thank you for what you're going to accomplish tonight. Looking forward to it now, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have you ever thought what it might be like if the members of our physical body behaved like the members of our spiritual bodies? Talking of the church. Have you ever thought what it'd be like if your physical body members acted like church bodies? Can you just imagine what that would be like? It should be the same, right? They should function together without any problem. But can you imagine the heart? You know, I'm just stuck in a rut. For the last, I'm using mine, 61 years, all I do is beat and beat. I'm tired of it. It is time for someone else to step up and do this job. Okay, feet? It's up to you. You pump the blood. Can you imagine what it'd be like if our heart finally said, like, feet, you just do it. I'm done. I don't think the feet are going to be able to pump the blood. How about our lungs? We are so underappreciated around here. I don't think the other organs realize that they cannot do their job without us. If we quit doing our job for a few minutes, everyone will finally see how valuable we are to this place. The brain thinks he is big stuff. Let him do without some oxygen for a while and we will see how important he is. Can you just see how this happens in some of our churches today? Where people just, instead of working together and being in unity, they do their own thing. How about the liver? Why do I get to do all the dirty work, right? Why do I get to do that? You think it is fun making bile? I've been in this body for 61 years now, and do you think anyone has ever asked me to make any decisions, pump any blood, or perform any function that are noticeable outside the body? Sometimes I wonder why I even bother. What are you going to do without the liver? Then the appendix. Ha! Just watch the rest of those organs work. Day after day, hour after hour, they work themselves to death. I'm just along for the ride. Why contribute when I can just sit here and get the same nutrients and oxygen that they get? Why get involved? Why contribute? Why do anything, right? Somebody else will do it. Remember my somebody else story? Somebody else doesn't exist, right? There are no unimportant parts. Everybody is needed. Well, except the appendix, right? They say you can do without that. But there's no unimportant parts. I would say do not be an appendix in your church. Do not be one that just is along for the ride, right? Do not minimize your gift. A lot of people that will minimize their gift, they constantly are belittling themselves, which is false humility. a form of pride, by the way. Some people do this because they are fishing for compliments. They tell people how they're inadequate or not able to do anything. They're looking for people to compliment them so that they can feel good, right? Because people will compliment them to make them feel better and get involved. Well, it's not right to be doing that. Some people minimize their gift to get out of using it. They just don't want to do it in the first place, so they minimize the gift so they don't have to use it. And then there's also those that genuinely think they cannot be used. Some people that just say, I'm just so meek and lowly, there's nothing I could do, nobody would ever use me. God wants to use every single person in His church. Nobody needs to be overlooked. You may be the big toe in the body of Christ, not as pretty as the eyes maybe, not as lovely as the voice, and not as flowing as the hair, but we need you. Our equilibrium will be off. Without you, we will have no balance. You may find your gift is not as public as someone on the platform. It may be behind the scenes. But do not minimize the importance of it, or you insult God who gave you the gift. You say, my gift isn't important, but God's the one that gave it to you, and He thought it was important. Why do we think that something that God has given us is not important? If He's given us the gift, He thought it was important enough for us to have it and to use it to bring glory and honor to Him. Not to ourselves, but to Him. Thirdly, humility will keep us from misplacing our gift. A person who misplaces their gift, this person tries to be used in an area which they are not gifted. So we'll misplace our gifts so we can be used in an area where we're not gifted. They want to sing or teach, and they feel they have the gift, right? The only problem is nobody has the gift of wanting to listen to them, right? Can you imagine if I had the idea that I had the gift of singing? Okay, that would turn everybody off, right? I'm just saying, if I did and I wanted to sing all the time, who would want to listen to it? I can give you the answer. God wants to listen to it. But some people might not be so excited about it. Jealousy is the root cause. Many times as people want a more public gift than what they have. They're jealous of people who have a more public gift. I have to tell you, standing on the platform, being in front of everybody, and you make a mistake, and you like, there's some of us who've done this more than once, and it's like, oh great, I just blew that, right? And everybody knows it, right? It's not like you can just hide that and move on. It's like everybody caught it. It's not easy being up here. It's not easy doing some of the things that God has gifted us to do. But He also will equip us to do it if we just let Him. What we need to figure out is, are we working to bring glory to God, or are we trying to get glory from man? Do we want God to get the glory, or do we want the glory? If we want God to get the glory, it doesn't matter, right? I can sing because I want God to be glorified. It says, make a joyful noise. Now, I won't suffer you through a solo or anything, but I like to sing. Doesn't mean I'm good at it, but I like to, and it's to give God the glory. Some accidentally misplaced their gift. They were asked to help. They were willing. They got the job, but then they ended up frustrated if they were not supposed to be there. You'll be happiest and work best in the right area. If you're working in an area just because you want more praise and glory and all that, and you're in the wrong area, it's not going to work out. You're going to be miserable. You need to use the gifts that God has given you. Yes, true humility will keep us from magnifying, minimizing, or misplacing our gifts. Then, from our text, the word soberly means sane, the opposite of insane. Oh, what our churches could do if the members were all pulling together in the same direction. All the time you hear about church splits. And there's church splits because not everybody's pulling in the same direction. They're going different ways. And it's interesting, Brother Moss pointed out, he says, we have a church on every corner because the church starts here on this corner and then they split and they go across, half of them go across here, and then they can't get along, so they split, and the other half of them comes over here, and then they can't get along, so they split, and then they go over across the corner over there. So one split led to two more after that. Because they're not happy. Because everybody's not pulling in the same direction. And when that happens, what's it about? It's about pride. Somebody got lifted up in pride and they want to be running the show. But what we should be doing is all praying together and let God direct all of us. And God's not going to give some of us one answer and others of us another answer. He's going to give us all the same answer. And if we all get the same answer, then we should be all going in the same direction. There won't be any need for a split. There won't be any need for, I want it to be my way. No, I want it to be my way. No, I want it to be my way. There wouldn't be that. It would, we all want for it to be God's way. And let God lead. God has given this church a couple of precious gifts. We have unity and we have diversity. All at the same time, right? We have unity. I tell you, we have some of the best business meetings I've ever had in this church. I've been in some churches where it gets to be, for lack of a better word, ugly. It gets ugly. And it's like, if we're all praying about things and we're all seeking God's will, then why should a business meeting get ugly? They shouldn't. But we need to be seeking God's will and not our will. You know, we all have ideas of what we want and what we'd like to see. And if God's in it, it'll come together. If he's not, then we had a big fiasco over nothing, right? We all need to focus clearly on who we are, why God left us here, and what gifts he has given us. Then we need to get together, pull it all together, diverse body parts all put together into the body of Christ. He has no hands but ours. I mentioned that last week. He has no feet but ours, right? He has left us here to be his hands, his feet, his mouth. He wants us to do his work here on earth. We have to be willing to be used. And if we use the gifts he gave us, and everybody's doing what they're supposed to, using the gifts that God gave us, we're not going to have any need for anything, are we? Because every need will be met. Because God puts everything he needs in his churches. So as we go through the next several Thursday nights, we're going to look at each gift, learn each one in detail, not just our own, but we're going to learn about the others also, and how they think, or how they don't, whichever way that goes, we can grow to appreciate one another even better. Gift projection. This happens when you expect other people to have your gift, right? I see this not so much in gifts all the time, but I see this in, we expect everybody to be at the same spiritual level we are. And I'm talking, it could be somebody who's been saved for 40, 50 years. It could be somebody who's a brand new Christian, and we want them all to be at our level at the same time, right? It's not going to work that way, right? If you've ever had a baby, you've watched them grow, right? They don't do everything perfectly at once, right? And let's just face it, none of us are perfect. And it would be nice if we have a little more patience with people, because not everybody's at the same place. God's worked on some people on one issue before he's worked on other people with that same issue, because they had other things he was working in their life first. And so we may not all be at the same level on all issues. And we need to be acceptant of that. Not saying if you watch somebody going and falling over a cliff that you shouldn't try and help them prevent that. But I'm saying don't expect them to be where you are, because they may be somewhere further along on other items than where you are. And so we need to work together and not project our gifts on other people and make them feel like they need to do everything how we do it. This was a hard thing for me because I'm a control freak. I admit it. I am. And I like control because then I know things are getting done how I want it and when I want it and why I want it. But I have to let go. So I've been trying to do that. I'm not always successful, but I have tried to do that. I've had asked people in the church to do things for me, and it's been amazing. Do they do it exactly how I might have done it? Maybe not. Maybe so. Maybe they'd do it better than I'd done it. But if it gets done, what's the problem? So that's something I've had to learn, is you got to just let go and let other people help and things get done. And it may not, like I said, may not be exactly in the time frame. I mean, I would have liked to have had the handrails on the front porch a long time ago. But I know that Brother Pete is working on it. He's got the materials. I got the other materials he asked me to pick up in my office. So at some point in time, it's going to get done. I don't know the first thing about what I'm doing with handrails, but he built the ones that are out there already. I want it to look the same. So it's going to work out in the long run. I just have to have more patience in waiting. Now, as we get to the permit lapsing, I'm going to get a little more less impatient. I mean, more impatient than I am already. But I need to get it done before the permit lapses, or we have to extend the permit. I'd rather not do that. So, we'll see. Not everybody has the same passion towards our gift as we do, right? Even if there's somebody that has the same gift as we have, they might not have the same passion with that gift that we have. Let's not make them feel less of a person because they don't have the passion that we have with our gift, even though it's the same gift. And so we've got to be careful with that too. Whatever gifts you have, whether public or not, prominent or not, whether you are an eye or a big toe, be prepared to use your gifts for the glory of God. That's the ultimate goal, to glorify God. Nowhere in the Bible does it say you're supposed to do things to glorify you. It says we're supposed to do to glorify God. That's got to be the focus. So, spiritual gifts are given at the moment of salvation. So the first question, have you been saved? If you have, you have a spiritual gift or more than one spiritual gift. You got it at the time of salvation. The first spiritual gift that God wants us to have is the gift of eternal life. So that's what we start with. Make sure we have the eternal life, and then we move on to figuring out what gift God has given us, or gifts, and then purpose to use them to bring Him glory, not ourselves. All right. We'll move on to prayer requests tonight.